You're listening to SBS News.
Unprecedented chaos in the streets of Hong Kong. Activists occupied the Legislative Council for at least 10 hours on the anniversary of the handover of the city back to Chinese rule. But this isn't about what happened in the past. The protests started as a movement against an extradition bill allowing some suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial. But now it's about China's tightening control in this city more generally and their lack of faith in a leader they see as Beijing's puppet. In the early hours of the morning, Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, emerged.
The extreme use of violence and vandalism by protesters who stormed into the Legislative Council building over a period of time. So this is something that we should seriously condemn, because nothing is more important than the rule of law in Hong Kong.
Police appeared overwhelmed by the crowd who smashed their way through glass to enter the building. At one point, police left the site. Later, they returned and cleared the space. Hong Kong Police Commissioner Stephen Lo Wang Chung said officers needed time to regroup.
During the period, we have been under siege of the protesters. They keep on using violent tactics to try to intrude into the electrical. It is only until 9 o'clock at night time. There were several incidents happen that make that we have to do a temporary retreat.
The protesters had pledged to continue their efforts until the extradition bill is scrapped entirely. But Ms. Lam says she has already explained herself.
If the cause of the social tensions that we have seen is a bill to amend the Fugitive Offenders Ordinance, on the 15th of June, I have announced the suspension of the bill. And subsequently, we have explained and elaborated by suspending the bill at this point in time with no timetable and no plan to resume the debate of the bill in the Legislative Council. The bill will expire or the bill will die in July 2020.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.